changing to work across the aisle. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden celebrating Democrats' victories in the midterm elections last night in his first public comments about the election results, saying the predicted red wave didn't happen. The president saying he will work across the aisle, but he does have limits.
I'm not going to support any Republican proposal that's going to make inflation worse. For example, the voters don't want to pay higher prescription costs for drugs. We've cut that now. We're going to kick into gear next year, next calendar year. And I'm not going to walk away from the historic commitments we just made to take on the climate crisis.
President saying when he returns from an overseas trip, he will invite leaders of both parties in Congress to the White House for a sit down. Voters in Georgia will head to the polls again next month as the Senate race between Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker heads to a runoff.
I'll ask the voters to come out and vote one last time. We have no control over how many campaign ads our voters are going to see over the next 30 days, but we'll make sure that we have honest and fair elections.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, under Georgia law, if neither candidate gets 50% of the vote, the race heads to a runoff. Federal charges now filed against David DePape, the man accused of breaking into the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacking her husband.
According to the indictment, officers encountered Paul Pelosi and DePape struggling over a hammer. When police told both men to drop it, DePape allegedly struck Pelosi with the hammer, fracturing his skull. The 82-year-old later told authorities he woke up to find DePape in his bedroom looking for Nancy Pelosi. DePape pleaded not guilty last week to state charges, including attempted murder, attempted kidnapping, and elder abuse.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, Texas, has put a man to death for killing his mother after lawyers for Tracy Beatty argued that he should not be put to death due to mental illness. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Pittsburgh man is sentenced to prison for supporting a terrorist organization with plans to attack a church.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Mustafa Musaba Lawamer pleaded guilty to one count of trying to provide material support to ISIS as part of a plan to bomb a church on the north side of Pittsburgh. Federal prosecutors say he handed out documents to someone he believed was supportive of ISIS with instructions on how to build and deploy an explosive device. The person he was meeting with, however, was an undercover FBI employee. He stated he wanted to target a Nigerian church to take revenge for, quote, ISIS brothers in Nigeria. He was arrested in 2019 after DOJ says he provided Google satellite maps and materials, including a box of nails. He was sentenced to 17 years in federal prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A sex trafficking victim convicted of killing her abuser is being held in an Iowa jail.
Piper Lewis was booked into Polk County Jail Tuesday, awaiting a probation revocation hearing. The 18-year-old fled Fresh Start Women's Center in Des Moines on Friday, cutting off her court-ordered GPS monitor. The teen had been cited for violating shelter rules in the past month. Lewis is serving 5 years probation there after being convicted of manslaughter in the 2020 stabbing death of Zachary Brooks. Lewis testified that she was trafficked against her will to Brooks on multiple occasions, stabbing him in a fit of rage after he forced her to have sex with him again. Lewis could now be sentenced to prison time for that probation violation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A federal judge has ordered the arrest of a neo-Nazi website publisher accused of ignoring a $14 million judgment against him for orchestrating an anti-Semitic harassment campaign against a Montana woman's family. A bench warrant has been issued for the arrest of Andrew Anglin. Montana real estate agent Tanya Gersh says anonymous internet trolls bombarded her family with hateful and threatening messages after Anglin published their personal information. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.